Well, hello there.
Look who's been avoiding me all afternoon.
No, don't give me that innocent look. And please, don't even try to deny it. Don't insult me. I'm not an idiot. I'm definitely not blind.
You've been glued to that little girlfriend of yours since you got here.
How sweet. How old is she? 20? 21?
Oh, she's adorable, really.
Reminds me of a puppy that hasn't been trained yet. Oh. What's the matter?
Don't look at me like that. I'm not leaving, if that's what you're thinking. We need to talk, young man. Or rather, I need to remind you of something you seem to have forgotten.
Remember that night 3 weeks ago?
When you came over to help me with my computer.
We both know what that was really about.
The way you looked at me when I answered the door wearing that skimpy red robe. The tension in my living room. Your hands on my waist when I...
But then... you just got scared, didn't you?
Pulled away right when things were getting interesting.
Yeah, saying something about it being complicated and needing to think about things. And now,
here you are,
parading around with your new fling. Let me guess.
You probably thought dating someone your own age would be easier. Less intense. Am I right? That's cute.
But we both know you're not here for easy, sweetie. You're here
because you can't stop thinking about what almost happened. About what could have happened. I told you, I'm not blind. I've seen the way you've been sneaking glances at me today. When she wasn't looking.
When you thought I wouldn't notice. No.
Baby boy, let me tell you, I notice everything.
That's the difference between girls
and women. We pay attention. You know what else I noticed?
The way your jaw clenched when I kissed your dad on the cheek and said hello. When I laughed at your brother's joke.
When I bent over to grab something from the cooler. Did that bother you?
Seeing me be so friendly with everyone.
Here's the thing you need to understand, baby.
I don't get jealous. I get
territorial.
And you?
You wandered into my territory the moment you knocked on my door that first time.
Looking for your mom's board letter. Remember?
6 months ago. I knew exactly what you were thinking when you saw me. Yeah, I knew it before you did, probably. The way your eyes followed me. The way you started finding excuses to come over. Miss Lena, do you need help with those groceries? Oh, Miss Lena, I can mow your lawn. Oh, so transparent. And I let you. I let you orbit around me because it was fun. Because you're gorgeous. Eager. And because you look at me like I'm the most fascinating thing you've ever seen. Not like the boys your age, who don't know what they're doing. Not like my ex-husband, who stopped seeing me years before we signed the papers. No, you. You look at me like you want to learn. Like you want me to show you things that little girlfriend of yours doesn't even know exist yet. So when we had that moment 3 weeks ago, when my hand was on your chest, and your breath was in my hair, and we were this close to crossing that line, and you backed away. That pissed me off. Not because I need you. Please. But because you made a choice out of fear instead of lust. And now you're out there holding hands with someone safe. Someone easy. Someone who probably thinks she's so special because you brought her to a family barbecue. Oh, meeting his family must be so serious. But you and I, we both know the truth, don't we? You're thinking about me right now. You've been thinking about me this whole time, wondering what I taste like, what I sound like, what I could teach you. That night you ran away, I went upstairs and took care of myself, thinking about what I was going to do to you. How I was going to make you beg. How I was going to ruin you for everyone else. And then you go and bring her here. To my territory. So, I have no choice but to remind you. To show you what you're missing with your safe little girlfriend out there. And trust me, baby. Once I'm done with you, you're going to spend the rest of that party and probably the rest of your relationship thinking about this bathroom. So here's what's going to happen. You're going to stand right there. And I'm going to get on my knees. And I'm going to show you exactly what a real woman can do. What someone with experience, with skill, with years of practice can make you feel. And the best part? She's right outside. Your sweet little girlfriend is probably wondering where you went. He'd be looking for you. Oh, maybe about to knock on this door. That doesn't scare you, does it? No. It excites you. I can see it. The danger. The wrongness of it. The fact that you know you shouldn't, but you want to so badly, it hurts. You had your chance to walk away 3 weeks ago. You don't get another one. God. You were already so hard. All the talking, and you're ready to burst. This is going to be fun. Yeah. Let me show you how it's done. Not whatever fumbling she probably does. Yeah. Real technique. Real skill. Feel that? The way I use my tongue. Yeah, most girls just bob up and down. So predictable. But a woman who knows what she's doing. A woman makes it an experience. Yeah, every nerve ending. Every sensation, every kiss, every lick. I'm not just sucking your cock, baby. I'm worshipping it. And it tastes so good. I bet she doesn't tell you that, It doesn't make you feel like this is a privilege for her. But it is. This is exactly where I want to be. Can you hear them out there? Laughing. Talking. Your girlfriend probably asking someone if they have seen you. And here you are. In my mouth. Where you belong. Oh God, you're throbbing. I'm trying so hard not to make a noise. But I want to hear you. I want you to almost get calm.
want her to wonder what that sound was. You know what? I think it's time I really show you something special. Mm-hmm. Something she definitely doesn't know how to do. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is going to feel incredible. Yeah. Just you wait. I won't even ask if you're ready for this because you're not. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, you are about to experience something so intense. I couldn't even dream of. Yeah. I call it vacuum suck, baby. For a reason. But enough talking. Yeah, let me show you. That's it. Feel how tight? How intense? Yeah, this is what years of experience gets you. Down in my throat. Yeah, come here. Yeah, give it to me. Your cum belongs to me. Yeah. Oh, I bet you're sensitive. Of course you are, baby. Yeah. Yeah, judging by your face, you almost passed out. It's okay. It always happens when I put my mouth to work. Oh, yeah, that's it. Nice and clean. See? That's the difference. That's what you gave up when you walked away. Yeah, don't even tell anything. I know. You're full of regret. Oh, but you're such a lucky boy that I decided to give you a chance today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually show what you've been missing. Now, we should probably get back to your girlfriend. She's probably worried, poor thing. And you...
You get to spend the rest of the day sitting next to her, knowing your taste is still in my mouth. Yeah, knowing what just happened and thinking about it every second for the rest of the day. Next time, you won't run away. You'll come straight to my door, and I'll finish what we started. See you out there, neighbor.